media. Answer the question. How many people, just raise your hand, how many people think that a blog is service driven? It's a place you service your customers. Not one person in here. Okay, wait. Just don't dialogue, just raise your hand. Be proud of your opinion. Okay, and how many people here think the blog is story driven? Okay, right. So if we think about other medium like Twitter as service-driven potentially, there's a big division between service-driven content, the stuff that keeps your business going, making people better at something, right? To mirror off of Kathy Sierra's post on Hugh McLeod's blog last week, which was outstanding. Right, making people, she rocks. Yeah, so if that content, that service-driven content is what keeps us going and keeps our customers headed down the right path, right, and interacting with us as a business, the blog is effective for the story building around that service, right, and helping people resonate with you. And so there's two totally different, regardless of format, right, because it could be video or it could be, you know, just text, but regardless of format, there's two different purposes to the content, and the core competencies required around service-driven content are very different than people who can tell good stories, right? And so I think the dilemma is with the blog is that storytelling part of the culture of your organization, and if it is, a blog might be suited to your organization. If it's not, does your company need to change and become a better storyteller?